Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News. You're listening to WBFO News. I'm Thomas O'Neill White. Former Buffalo Sabres owner and Western New York native Tom Golisano made a huge donation pledge of $360 million Tuesday, spread across 82 nonprofit organizations in upstate New York. That includes many in the Buffalo-Niagara region with diverse service missions. In local health organizations, Oshai Children's Hospital, Niagara Falls Medical Center, and Mercy Flight. In education, Canisius, Niagara, and Damon Universities, plus Alfred State College. Human services organizations were also part of the pledge, like ARC Erie County, People Inc., Best Buddies Western New York, and Summit Center. Many animal welfare organizations are also listed as recipients. Local ones include the Chautauqua County Humane Society and SPCA of Erie County. The 82-year-old Golisano got emotional during the announcing press conference.
People ask me, you know, why would I do such a thing? Well, I applied for immortality and they didn't give it to me. Secondly, I can't take it with me. But the important thing is there are so many good organizations that provide so many services and capabilities to people in our domain here in upstate New York.
The Western New York portion of donations range from $1 million all the way up to $10 million. Five Catholic churches in Buffalo are being considered for local landmark status. Preservation Buffalo Niagara has made the applications to the Buffalo Common Council in an effort to preserve the architectural and historical heritage of the structures. The move is in response to the Buffalo Catholic Diocese announcement that they intend to close or merge several church sites in the city, three of which are now under consideration for landmark status, including St. Rose of Lima, St. John Canty, and St. Thomas Aquinas. Preservation Buffalo Niagara has also applied for landmark status for Our Lady of Perpetual Help Church Complex, which will be a secondary worship site, and St. Stanislaus Church Complex, which will remain open. Three local companies are among the 16 semifinalists in the 43 North Startup Competition. Now in its 10th year, 43 North will provide $1 million in investments to the five winners, who will also receive office space, mentorship, and access to a network of investors. The three local companies are Food Nerd, which is developing new processes for shelf-stable foods, Boson QSci, a software company, and Offerwall, which uses an AI-driven platform.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying grifts find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
Today on What's Next, we discuss transportation inequality in Buffalo. I will be joined by Justin Booth and Kevin Heffernan of Go Bike Buffalo and Jamal Davis from the Coalition for Economic Justice to discuss restricted access to transit services for marginalized communities.
We pushed this project through, not considering the community, when it does not, you know, fit the law of the land that has already been established. That is not something that we feel is good. That is not something that we feel is safe. That is not something we feel is equitable. So we're standing up against it and opposed it to make sure that this stuff is heard, this stuff is changed, because even if we change the parameters to fit the law, we can have conversations on what a project could look like as long as it fits the parameters of our climate law.
The episode also explores the importance of new street design legislation and how Buffalo can develop a safer transit environment. The episode will air from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. later today. Local residents impacted by the tornadoes that touched down in Western New York this summer can now apply for state emergency repair grants. Announced Monday by Governor Kathy Hochul, the applications are now being accepted from income-eligible homeowners affected by extreme weather events throughout New York State this summer, including those in Erie, Allegheny, and Cattaraugus counties. Administered by the Office of Homes and Community Renewal, the funding of up to $550,000 can be used for emergency housing repairs. More information is at hcr.ny.gov. The application deadline is October 7th. And a two-alarm fire on Pooley Place in Buffalo's Grant and Forest neighborhood this morning caused a house to collapse. Six people have been evacuated after the fire broke out at about around 4:30 a.m. All residents were evacuated safely.
The Buffalo Bandits drafted early and often on Sunday. Sabres prospects performed phenomenally, and Caitlin Clark prepares for playoffs in Indiana. I'm Jack Cruiser. This is The Scoreboard for Wednesday, September 18th. The National Lacrosse League held the 2024 draft this past weekend, and the Buffalo Bandits acquired a boatload of talent early. With three picks in the first two rounds, the back-to-back NLL champions added a top-ranked scorer and plenty of depth on the back end. I sat down with WBFO's Ryan Zunner to discuss the impact these incoming players could have in Orange and Black this season in our first installment of the Bandits Box.
Back-to-back championships, you don't expect that team to be the one having like the most first-round selections. They had three of them. A lot of that had to do with just, I think, a change in strategy from the GMs. And, you know, in past years, it seemed like the Bandits, they didn't really care so much about the draft. They thought they could get things in free agency, sign some veterans. That was the mantra for many, many years. But now you hear, you know, success stories, right, with your Josh Burns, your Dane Smith. So there's been kind of a change of pace to look to get those players from the ground up in the beginning of their careers and really develop them. And I think that's why you're seeing the Bandits with three first round picks, right, making those trades for those picks.
Why is it that the Bandits now, like you said, maybe have a shift in focus in developing these players from their drafted position to becoming stars in the league?
I think a lot of it, you have a coach who is the greatest player to ever play box lacrosse, right? John Tavares. They have that staff with the GM, Steve Dietrich, also on the bench as sort of the defensive coordinator. So you're seeing a lot of the parts and pieces coming together. And, you know, it translates well for development of players, and it translates well, obviously, into championships.
Looking at the top picks in this year's draft, a lot of university names are thrown along with them. Duke University, the first overall pick, Brennan O'Neill to Philadelphia. A couple of Syracuse alums go second and third overall. Even Buffalo drafting Luca Antetokounmpo out of North Carolina. The universities don't really matter as much, you say, when drafting for box lacrosse?
Right, exactly. You're going to have some guys, you know, like we mentioned Dane Smith earlier. He never played college lacrosse anywhere, right? But obviously now one of the most dominant players.
The full conversation I had with Ryan is available on our website at WBFO.org. The Buffalo Sabres wrapped up their prospect challenge on Monday night. Despite losing to Pittsburgh 8-5, three former first-round draft choices showed out for the blue and gold as Isak Rosén, Jiří Kulík, and Konsta Helenius all left an impact on the weekend. In three games, Rosén recorded a team-high 5 assists, 4 of which set up Kulík. The latter ended the weekend with a team-best 5 goals in 3 games. With 2 assists, the most recent first-round draft choice, Helenius, made his mark, showing a calmness playing against opponents his age. That's something Helenius hasn't had all too often, having played in the Finnish Men's League for the last 2 seasons before getting drafted by Buffalo this summer. Sabres training camp begins this week with the preseason debut for the NHL club set for Saturday. But before the pro players take to the ice, some contract news broke as restricted free agent Peyton Krebs inked a 2-year contract with the Sabres earlier this week, with an average annual value of just under $1.5 million. According to Puckpedia, that re-signing leaves the Sabres with $7 million in salary cap space. Buffalo welcomes the Penguins to KeyBank Center for the preseason opener Saturday night at 7 p.m. In high school football, the Connolly Cup Committee has announced its Players of the Week from this past weekend's games across Western New York. Of note, St. Joe's senior George Coons was honored after hauling in over 200 yards receiving and 3 touchdowns in the Marauders' 41-30 win over Jamestown. That game was showcased on WBFO's Friday Night Lights. The full list of nominees from Week 2 is available on our website at WBFO.org. Playoff matchups are nearly locked in as the WNBA regular season comes to an end. Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever have clinched as history has been made time and time again by the Rookie of the Year favorite. Clark has already broken career records in the WNBA for most assists in a season and most assists in a game by any player. The Fever have relied upon Clark's emergence to clinch their first playoff berth since 2016. All four matchups will tip off the WNBA's 2024 postseason on Sunday. This has been The Scoreboard for Wednesday, September 18th. I'm Jack Kruiser for WBFO Sports.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.